And for our final Culture File Daily of the year 2020, Jennifer Walsh brings us her Christmas Plague Diary.
Pennies, got a whole lot of things for Christmas, got a lot for the family. La, 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 la.
Growing up, my family had a rule. No talking about Christmas before December. No decorations, no trees, no cards before the 1st of December. But we've been planning it and trying to stop ourselves from planning it since March this year. And tinsel and selection boxes are the least of it. Christmas stock arrived in the shops in early October. Halloween hadn't even happened yet. But in the supermarkets, the plush reindeers and shortbread selection were crammed in next to the pumpkins and witch costumes. You began to think, why bother stopping with Christmas? Time has passed in such a strange way this year. Why not go ahead and get the Easter eggs in too while you're at it? And you know what looks really bizarre? Christmas stock displayed in a shop which is really committed to social distancing. Tinsel and baubles and miniature sleighs, but on tables 2 meters apart. The plastic screens have been decorated with lights, but still, Santa looks very lonely. Christmas is about clutter, both material and physical. It's about 12 people packed into your granny's front room and the heating cranked up so high you think you'll faint before the Ferrero Rocher get around to you. I generally avoid work-related Christmas parties like the plague, but the thoughts of drinking the cheapest Prosecco money can buy in an atrium with horrible lighting while Slade blasts in the background sounds really good right now. In the park, as I take my walk, I overhear all the planning that's going on. Christmas walks, Christmas hikes, Christmas drinks in the mews, Christmas barbecues. I remember two friends who spent a year in Australia. I remember another friend who sent them Christmas-themed novelty socks, insisting that they take a picture of themselves wearing them at what he considered their ludicrous festive barbecue down under. This Christmas, we're trying something different. Normally, when people say that, they mean that they're going to get a goose or stay at a hotel so they can avoid their in-laws. They don't mean they're going to spend a fortune on tests so that a grandchild can have a few hugs with a grandparent after almost 10 months of not being able to touch them. And so we face into the heart of the festive season with hope and trepidation. We have made the list and we've checked it twice. We've talked with the doctors. We have booked the click and collects. We've booked the antigen tests and the PCR tests. We've wiped down the groceries. We've restricted and isolated some more. It may be for nothing, but we'll try anyway. And so, this is Christmas 2020.
The Christmassy Plague Diary of Jennifer Walsh there, and she, along with your other Culture File favourites and some things you didn't know you were hankering for, will be back in 2021. See you on the other side, wishing you a pragmatic Christmas and a subsequently, and indeed consequently, happy and healthy New Year.